This is the Unbreakable Stories podcast, where we share stories of people just like you who have overcome adversity, struggles, hardship, and the setbacks in life or business on your way towards achieving success. It is through these unbreakable stories that will motivate, inspire, encourage, and empower people just like you to believe that if it is possible for someone else, it is possible for you. And now, here are your hosts for this episode, Terry Thompson and Bonnie Rose, the A-Coach.
And we are live. Happy Friday, or otherwise what I like to call Happy Monday. My name is Terry Thompson. I am the host of Unbreakable Stories here, along with my co-host, Bonnie. Bonnie, Happy Monday.
He's trying to confuse me. Happy Friday. Happy, happy every day is Monday.
I know, right?
Stop and think for a second.
You see, and it's all about change. See, that's what we're going to talk about tonight. So we're going to talk about change. And it's one of those things that if you want to change the world, you want to change yourself, it starts right there within your mind. So when you change, you can change everything else. And I love it. And it all starts right there within your mind. So you change your mind, change your actions, you can change your life. And one of the first changes that I remember making within my life is what day of the week it is, because so often I hear so many people talk about, oh, I can't believe it's Monday. Oh my God, it's Monday. Or everybody's working for the weekend, kind of like the old rock song goes, you know, everybody is working for the weekend kind of a thing. And it's one of those things where I got to thinking, I was like, gosh, man, you know, you clean before you even have an opportunity to kind of sort of win a little bit. And it all starts right there with changing your mind. What are your thoughts on that?
I was actually thinking about this a little bit before, or while I was getting ready, and about the significant changes I've made over the past probably 4 or 5 years. But I really feel like the smaller changes have had the most significant impact, because I made a decision to change something small and then was consistent and persistent with it. So over time, those things feel like they've had a bigger impact. Although the bigger changes that I made, I probably wouldn't have been as consistent with the smaller changes had I not made those big changes. Mm-hmm. Makes sense. And I can go more into detail at some point, but
no, it does. And once again, I know exactly where that comes from, because I'm also a part of David Meltzer's group as well too. And I know he talks about that consistent, persistent change in this, that, and the other. So yeah, dive a little bit deeper into that, because I know there's a lot to unpack with consistent, persistent, and a lot of people quit before they even really make any progress, before they make any traction, so to speak. And it's very essential that if you do want to change your mind, you do want to change your life, you must be consistent and you must be persistent. So let's elaborate on that a little bit.
Yeah. So I'll talk a little bit about the bigger changes that I made and then explain how the smaller changes kind of came in. So one really big pivotal moment in my life that I kind of call the second part of my healing journey was when I fired my psychiatrist and got off over a dozen psych meds. And when I say dozen, I mean like I was taking a dozen at the time that I quit with him. So all at once. And it's no secret, like I've talked about it multiple times. But I just got, there was a singular moment with him in his office where I just completely lost my trust and faith in him. And his interest in actually helping me heal versus just smother symptoms, basically. Mm-hmm. And what that did was it sparked off a whole roller coaster ride of meeting people and doing things that I probably wouldn't have done before or had met before I had made that decision. Mm-hmm. And so one of those people was, I kind of took my power back in that moment, but one of those people that I met later, so that was 2017, met David Meltzer in 2019 after I had agreed to take a biologic drug called Humira. I was on that for about 9 months. It wrecked my life. I also told that doctor. I didn't fire her because she was less resistant and we had been trying different things, but I fired the meds. And mm-hmm. was like, I'm done with this. This stuff doesn't work for me. It's making me worse. And so I met him in my healing from being on the medication, ironically, and really started to learn from him actually right off the bat, he was like, all this stuff you're telling me you want to do, you're not going to do any of it unless you take care of your health. And so that's how I started learning from David and was like, you're absolutely right. And okay, how do I do that? Because I felt like I was doing that, but I wasn't really, really doing that. And so he talks about the consistent, persistent pursuit of your potential. And what that basically breaks down to is consistently and persistently. So doing it regularly and being persistent with it, even when it's hard or you don't like it or it's uncomfortable. And my potential is a healthy version of me. So I was consistently taking small steps and also consistently looking for new habits to add and habits to remove from my life in order to reach the healthiest version of myself that I could possibly be. So I've used that, and he talks about it in everything. The pursuit of your potential is you as a whole person. So whether that's business or social media, or, you know, you have anger issues, or you're trying to get off of medication, like whatever that looks like to you, trying to lose weight. It's about taking those small steps every single day and keeping at it, really.
Mm-hmm. I love it. And, you know, here's the thing. We've all seen those images that are out there on social media about the digger who's digging underneath the dirt and trying to get to the diamonds. And just before they get to the diamonds, it's like, you know, you turn around and walk away. And then there's the other image of like, there's the diamonds right there. And you never really know how far that you are away from whatever it is that you want to change, whether it's your mind, your life, your business, you know, you're trying to achieve some type of a new habit or whatever, because here's the deal. We're in 2022. And Bonnie, I just wanted to say first and foremost and upfront, I just wanted to say thank you very much for giving me my one word for the year, because prior to that, I did not have my one word for the year. And now I know what my one, I mean, of course, our one word is always going to be unbreakable. I get that, but now I'm laser focused into change, because change must happen. Here's the deal. In the last 2 years alone, the world has been through a lot. The world has truly been through an absolute lot, and the world is ready for change. People are ready for change. But how do you really change within situations that kind of seem, well, unchangeable? And, you know, a lot of people have this mindset of, well, you know, here's end of days, here's this, here's that. There's a whole lot to unpack within that. But, you know, I have a positive outlook on a lot of things. I truly believe that what you focus on gets results. And we've talked about this several times, and we've talked about having a focused level of work. But change is possible, but you must first change yourself. It all starts right there within your mind. You change that mind right there, and everything else will follow. Everything else is an action after that. But how do you actually change yourself? Well, there's a lot of ways that you can change yourself. And that's some of the things that we're going to unpack tonight, is how do you change yourself so that you can change the world? Because the world right now needs change. Here's number one. Number one, first and foremost, change your mind. You change your mind by reading, surrounding yourself with positive people, consuming positive content. And here's the reason why those are important, because out there within the world, there's so much negativity that's happening out there within the world that we need more positivity within the world. People focus on the news. That's negative. People focus on the weather. That's negative. People focus on like what's happening out there within whatever, you know, whatever you want to call it that's out there. And there's a lot with that. But you know what? I don't pay attention to it. I don't watch the news. I'm aware there's a lot of things going on. But you know what? I'm focused on the reading that I'm doing, the businesses that I'm building, the books, that, you know, the audio I'm listening to, the videos, the people that I'm surrounded, because every single week I'm surrounded by some absolutely amazing people like Bonnie. I get to talk to Bonnie every single day. And my goodness, man, like it's iron sharpening iron. We're lifting each other up positively and we're sharpening one another. That's how you do that. You change your surroundings. You change your mindset. You change your actions. You change your beliefs. You change your thought patterns. There's so much that you can change. But the number one way that change is going to happen is if, one, you understand that change must happen, and two, you are possible to make change. Take ownership in the change that you can make. Bonnie, is there any additional thoughts that you want to add to what I've said so far?
I mean, I was just going to say that the first two steps in my mind is being aware that a change needs to be made. And then being open to what it's going to take to make that change. Because I think sometimes people, I know, especially being an anxiety coach, that a lot of people understand that they don't like what's going on, but they're not really open to what it's going to take to make that change. You find that a lot in where people are in relationships that they're not happy with, work situations that they're not happy with. They know they don't like it, but they don't really necessarily want to work towards what the alternative is, or leave, which is the simplest answer is to leave. I'm not going to say the easiest, but the simplest answer is to leave the situation. And a lot of people aren't willing to do that, unfortunately.
Yeah, 100%. And, you know, and I like that you said that you have to be willing to change. You have to be willing to change. There is an opportunity for you to change each and every day, but a lot of people are not willing. And you know why? You're going to laugh at what I'm about ready to say. It's because they're stuck on stupid. They're 100% stuck on stupid. And that's one of the things that I've said in the past. That's kind of an old term that I used to use, is called being stuck on stupid. And there are some people that are just, you know, quite frankly, they're stuck on stupid. And, you know, change is possible, but you yourself must want to change. And there's an old saying that says misery loves company. And I think that there's a lot to that right there, to where that misery, people are just so stuck within their lives. They are so stuck within how miserable their lives. They are stuck with, you know, the things that they are comfortable with, they're used to, and they don't want to change. They don't absolutely want to change. They don't want to take ownership. They don't want to make that change happen. They just want to dump on other people so much and just be like, oh, woe is me. Look at my life. It sucks. Oh, woe is me. Look at me. I can't do this. I could do that. I should do that. Well, I would do that. There's a whole lot to unpack with all that. But I truly believe that it comes down to a couple of different things, that people just don't want to change because they're stuck on stupid. And then they don't want to take ownership. And they just love miserable company. What are your thoughts on that?
I have a slightly different perspective. I think the biggest reason people don't make the change is fear. They're afraid of what's on the other side. Miserable company is still company, and it's comfortable, and people are afraid of what's uncomfortable. Being someone who stayed in some not so great relationships for longer than I should have, the alternative seemed a lot scarier and a lot worse than what I was dealing with, until I finally got to the point where it was like, I don't deserve this. You know, my kids at one point don't deserve this. And that means I'm going to have to face whatever it is that I need to face to get out of the situation. But I believe a lot of it comes down to fear. And then there's also, this is still in the category of fear, but fear of judgment. What are people going to say? You know, what are they going to think about me? And they already know the reactions they're getting for the situation that they're in. And I think sometimes, and there's lots of different situations, obviously, but a lot of it comes down to just fear of the unknown. In my opinion, I'm not quite sure the definition of stuck on stupid. I feel like that's definitely applicable in some situations. And there's definitely a lot of people who are stuck with the victim mentality, that don't really probably didn't have an alternative modeled for them. Or they've been in the same situation for so long that by the time they make the realization, they're not, again, they just really don't know what to do, unfortunately. There's a lot of people out there who are just stubborn and who are lazy. Honestly, we're being honest here. But I think the bulk of it just comes from kind of lace and the fear category. There's a lot of other stuff. Like you said, there's a lot of stuff to unpack there. There are a lot of people who are stuck in negative situations who have become very reliant on the attention that they get for that situation. And they don't know how to get positive attention. So just like when you're raising kids, there are kids will get attention positively or negatively, whatever they crave attention. Mm-hmm. And if they're not taught how to get attention positively, or the parents or whoever's, you know, raising them isn't giving them affirmation that they're, you know, that they're good kids, to do a good job, that, you know, thanks, manners, like all these different things going to play into that, then they are going to start craving that negative attention. Because that most certainly gets attention. When you do something you're not supposed to do, you get told about it. So, yeah, I think there's definitely a lot, like you said, to unpack there. And there's many different scenarios and reasons why these things happen. But like I said, it becomes with the awareness and then the willingness.
Mm-hmm. So how do you break that cycle though? Because here's the thing. I mean, I think that there's a degree that everybody craves attention. You know, we are human beings that, I'm not saying that like people are just attention starved. There's some people probably are, because they got a lack of attention when they were growing up. You know, I remember when I was growing up, my father, you know, he was really hard on me. It was one of those things that he gave me attention, but a lot of that attention, quite frankly, it was tough love. It really was. And there's people that, you know, they crave, want, need, desire, whatever label you want to put on it, different levels of attention. And they're kind of stuck within what they always know. And if you always stay with the things that you always know, you will never take the action to change to something different. So here's the thing. Somebody asked me a while back, it was like, Terry, you know, why are you so positive? Why are you so happy? Why are you so this? And here's what I tell them. I was like, because I've been negative. It's because I've been negative that I am positive. And the thing is that when I was younger, I might not have had a choice. Maybe I did, maybe I didn't. At the time, I didn't believe that I had a choice because I was younger. I didn't know any better. Over time, I developed knowledge. I developed skills. I developed experience. And now I have a choice. Now I choose positivity. Now I choose appropriate action. Now I choose not to be stuck within. And, you know, at one point in time, I thought that there was no way out. Now there's a way out because it all started right there. I started taking ownership in what I can do, what I can take charge of. And when I started making better choices, I started taking better action. And from there, changes started happening. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, one of my favorite sayings is when you know better, you do better, or you can do better anyhow. And that's really, like I said, that's what it boils down to, is having the awareness that there is an alternative. And then taking the steps to learn how to get to the alternative, the positive side of whatever it is that you're trying to do. So, yeah, I mean, again, it really boils down to awareness and willingness to do something different.
Yeah. So we have a question right here from Cleanification. Shout out to Cleanification. Thank you very much for joining us. Thank you for watching. And a great question, by the way. Could it also be the lack of changes in the world? You know, COVID brought a lot of changes, and we also seen some things stay the same. And, you know, there's a lot with that as well, too. Could it also be lack of changes in the world? Here's the thing. Within the last 2 years, we've seen a lot of the same messaging. A lot of the same messaging, and it's all been negative messaging. It's all been bent around, okay, who has COVID? What are the numbers of people attracting it? What are the numbers of people that are dying? What are the numbers of people in the hospital? What are the numbers of, you know, people vaccinated once that eventually came out? Who's going to win the vaccination race? Is it going to be this company, that company, those companies? And now we're like, you know, single vax, double vax, triple vax. Next thing you know, we're going to be getting vaxed for the next 20 years. You know, the thing is that a lot of things did change. There was definitely no lack of change within the world for the last 2 years, but a lot of the negative messaging has been the same. It truly has been the same. And I'll tell you, cleanification, here's exactly how I handle that. I don't pay attention to it. I don't watch the news. I don't look at, I just don't engage in it, because what you engage in, see, here's the deal. Energy, how can I say this? Energy flows where energy goes. Energy goes where energy flows. And if you give those types of things the energy, then that will consume you, whether that's positive or whether that's negative. So if you're consuming negative energy, it's going to have an effect on you. It's going to have a negative, profound negative impact on you. And then you're going to be in the understanding that, well, you know, there is lack of changes. Well, you know, there has been some changes. We've had increase and decrease in numbers. We've had increase in vaccinations. We've had people that are, you know, doing positive and negative. So here's the thing. Here's my take on change. Change is both positive and negative. Change is also big and small. At the end of that, you also have to understand that those changes, they're what I call results. And whether those results are big, small, positive, or negative, they are, in fact, results. So changes, results, I think we've had a lot of results within the last 2 years. Bonnie, what are your thoughts?
Here's the thing. COVID is not the only major thing that's happened in the past 2 years.
Yeah.
We saw a lot of, I'm trying to put this gently. There was a lot of hostility, politically, racially. There was, you know, these different attacks that were happening, the rioting, all of these different things kind of all culminated like in the same few months. And in my opinion, as far as that stuff concerned, COVID aside, there are a lot of things that didn't change, unfortunately, and that need to change. And I have had conversations with friends of mine that live all over, some that are here locally, some that are across the country, and some of those things still call for some really big changes, to be honest. Yeah. And it doesn't affect me or you the way it affects a lot of other people. And that's just being 100% honest. However, that doesn't mean that we can't be a part of what's changing and be a part of the positive change. All that being said, it's a tough one, because there, as we can change ourselves in those situations. However, there are higher ups and a lot of political things surrounding this that also need to change. And that's not a one person job. Mm-hmm. So in my opinion, it's really about grouping together as many like-minded people as you possibly can and trying to affect these changes in a positive way versus, you know, a hostile or violent way. Mm-hmm. I also have seen lots and lots of changes related to COVID. We all have. Mm-hmm. I've been mostly quarantined, self-quarantined since last March. I've gone a handful of places, most of them to the doctors or the hospital for somebody else, into the bus stop. So I haven't done anything leisure, like outside of my house. I haven't gone on a vacation, you know, any of those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. But what's interesting about that is prior to COVID, although it wasn't necessarily as strict, like I was doing all the grocery shopping and whatnot before COVID, I wasn't going a whole lot of places anyways. So it wasn't as big of a change for someone like me as it was for somebody who was used to going to work every single day, who was used to going out with their friends, who was used to seeing family on a regular basis, all of these other different things. So mm-hmm. I think it all honestly boils down to perspective and how you look at the way things have changed and whether or not you're able to pull put a positive spin on that for yourself personally. Mm-hmm. So that was a lot, but hopefully that was helpful.
Here's the thing, within the last 2 years, now I'm not downplaying the change. I'm not downplaying a lot of things because we've all been affected. Right. I mean, bottom line up front, we have all been affected. I've been affected. Okay. I've lost friends. I've lost coworkers. I've lost in high school. Just, we just lost a friend of ours that we grew up in high school. I don't know, probably about a month or two ago, to COVID. So we've all been affected. I mean, so I'm not downplaying it. I'm definitively not downplaying it. There's just a lot of things that I don't pay attention to. And plus, without divulging details in this, that, and the other about myself, I'm also bound by a few things. So yeah, getting vaccinated, it's a must for me. And I definitely don't want to dive down that rabbit hole of, mandatory anything. I definitely don't want to dive down that rabbit hole. So I hope there's no questions about that. I definitively do not want to touch that. So it's one of those things that we all know that it's serious. We all know that there's a lot to unpack with that, whether it is positive, negative, believable, non-believable, this made, that made, whatever the case. The thing is that we all will take appropriate action on what we believe is best for ourselves. And that's the best that we can do. That's 100% the best that we can do, because at the end of the day, I'm not trying to be an absolute disrespectful person here, but I'm going to take care of me and my own. I'm going to. And I know, Bonnie, you've been in a situation to where, you have to look out for yourself, your family, and do what's best for you and your family. And yeah, it caused a lot of change. It caused a lot of people to think differently about different things, approach things differently, especially when it comes to health, cleanliness, your own personal space. There's a lot there with that. And I don't want to, like I said, I don't want to dive down all the multiple different rabbit holes. I just know that at the end of that, it changed all of us. Is it here to stay? I believe so. How that's going to change, we'll see. That's the only thing that I can say at this point. Any additional thoughts?
No, I agree with you that it's here to stay. I think what's the only question right now, the unknown right now is what that's going to look like and what the severity is going to be. Again, I don't want to dive too much into that either, just because I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist. I know what I've learned. I know what knowledge I have. And based on that, it's just a matter of, is this going to be something like the flu that we're going to learn to mostly live with and deal with? Or is it going to continue the way it has been for a longer period of time? I don't know. What I do know is that I'm going to continue to focus on what it is that I can control and how it is that I can keep myself and my family safe and the attitude that I have about the entire situation, which is boils down to controlling what it is that I can control and trying not to be too fearful about the stuff that I can't control.
Yeah. Oh, great point. And so Mary made another point as well too here. And she said, I think change should come naturally. If we make a habit of self-evaluation, we will become used to voluntary change to amend aspects of our lives that no longer serve us. Mary, great point, by the way. I just want to point that out. Mary is so full of wisdom and life, has an absolutely amazing smile, by the way, and she's a valuable member of our community, and I believe that. So change should come naturally, and there's a lot of things that people are resistant to change, and I think that there's a little bit there with fear, because fear is one of those things, and to me, fear is that first emotion activating resistance. And anytime change comes, whether it's natural, unnatural, forced, unforced, whatever the case may be, the first thing that comes to mind is fear. I'm afraid of the unknown. Okay, I have to do this. should I do this? There's a lot of questions. Things start going into questions, and then it comes down to people's integrity, and then it comes down to people's values, and then it comes down to people's health, and then it comes, there's a whole lot there. Once again, we could literally talk about this all night long about all the different avenues of approach. And once again, maybe those are topics for other discussions, different discussions at another time. But when I think of a lot of the things that goes on within change, the first thing that comes to mind, and I believe Bonnie, you said something about this as well too, and that's fear. Fear is that first emotion activating resistance. And anytime that we are facing change, the first thing that we're afraid of is the unknown. We're afraid of the unknown. What's going to happen? I don't know. The only way to find out what's going to happen is to take an action and get a result. That's the reason why I unpacked it the way that I did about getting that result. Because everything within life is a result. You don't know if you're allergic to something unless you take an action and you get a reaction, and then there's your result. I'll give you an example. My mother, for example, if she takes certain things, it'll kill her. Bottom line up front, it'll absolutely kill her. So it's one of those things that there's fear everywhere. And then there's people that live off of that fear, strive off of that fear. And then there's those people that just don't mess with it. Then there's the people that resist a lot of the things, like resisting change, resisting the fear, resisting the strong minded people, so to speak, for a lack of a better way of saying that. And then there's a degree of disrespect there. There's a degree of respect. So when it comes down to change, you really must respect others, their space, their desires, their wants, needs, desires, their wishes, their actions, because at the end of the day, you have to deal with the consequences of the choices that you make. So it always comes down to that. One of the quotes that we always say here within Unbreakable Stories is, people will often judge you from a place of their weakness when they do not understand your strength. It takes a lot of strength to stand up. It takes a lot of strength to basically speak back. It takes a lot of strength to say no whenever certain people don't understand why you're saying no, but for personal reasons, professional reasons, health reasons, whatever the case may be, we all have our own reasons on why we are resisting certain things. We all have our own reasons on why we are afraid. We all have our own reasons on why some are confident while others are weak. Some are confident and some buckle under pressure. There's a lot there. And that's what makes everybody different. That's what makes us all unique. And we are. We are all unique people. But the one thing, and I love it, one of our dear friends, Angela, she's always reminding humans to be human. And you really have to do that. You have to remind yourself that we are all human. And different people do different things differently. And when you put those things in mind and into perspective, you will understand things from a deeper level. Bonnie, any additional thoughts on that?
I love what you said. Angela said, I remember making her a mask way back in the beginning of when this stuff happened, that had to remind humans we are all human. Mm-hmm. Statement on it. And that's really the bottom line to life, in my opinion, is I don't have to like everything you do. I don't have to necessarily even respect everything that you do, but it's not my place to make decisions for you.
Right.
It's not my place to dictate what your journey is going to look like, what your lessons and blessings are supposed to be. Mm-hmm. And I think too many of us get wrapped up in trying to change everybody else versus changing ourselves, our perspective about certain situations, people, experiences, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And when we remember that everyone's, human, having their own experience, and that's okay as long as they're not outright hurting anybody else. I think it makes life so much easier, to be honest with you. Again, I'm not responsible for anybody. I mean, I have little kids, but I'm not responsible for how anybody else thinks except for myself. And you know, my actions. And of course there's the caveat because I have small children, but I'm also teaching them to think for themselves. But at the top of that list is being kind and compassionate towards others. We don't have to like or necessarily respect what somebody's doing to be kind and compassionate about the way we interact with those people. Mm-hmm. Because it really says more about us than it does about them and what it is that they're doing, for the most part. There's, of course, some things that are unacceptable no matter where on the planet you are as a human. But for the most part, that's the case. It's, yeah. We're all here trying to do the best that we can.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's all that you can do. You can only expect the best from other people. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's their choice. I can't force a choice upon somebody. And, you know, and people make their choice, but they have to live with their decisions, whether it's right or wrong. And everybody has their own reasons on why they change, why they cannot change, because everybody has their own different situations, circumstances. And I love the word that you said there, compassion. And I think that's what it comes down to. It comes down to empathy and it comes down to compassion. Empathy, the ability to put yourself into other people's shoes, and you'll never know what somebody's going through unless you've walked a mile within their shoes. And I truly believe that. You know, I can sit here and guess all day long about why you can or cannot do something and why you're challenging this, that, and the other, but I've never been in your shoes. Now, you and I, you know, Bonnie, you and I, we've talked a lot, so we do have an understanding of each other and a lot of things, you know, what we're willing to divulge. And there's a lot of information that I guarantee you that neither one of us has said to each other, and that's, you know, your prerogative. And, you know, if you wish to say something, you can. If you wish not to say something, you don't have to. You know, and there's some people that are out there within the world that feel like they have to divulge everything and then wonder why people are judging them differently. So there's a lot there, you know, and I definitely don't have empathy for people that do that. And I don't have compassion for people that do that. I was like, well, look, if you're going to throw your junk out there within the world, that's your thing. You threw that junk out there. You know, maybe you should change. I'm just saying. And then there's that compassion. So quick shout out to Yuko. I see Yuko just joined us. Just wanted to send a quick shout out to Yuko. And compassion. You really must have compassion for other people because once again, you don't know what they're going through. And if you want to judge people based off of, well, a no, or why they're not complying with your wishes, your desires, your feelings or emotions or whatever, maybe you should change. It starts with you. It really does. It starts with you. And the thing is that we often cannot change those people that are like that. I don't know if I can have empathy or compassion for people that are unwilling to change, but I don't know. What are your thoughts?
My first thought when you said that was one of my favorite interactions. So we've been in the same school district since my oldest started kindergarten, like 2 days before he started kindergarten, 3 days before. We moved very quickly one weekend. And I was thinking earlier today that by the time two more years, so I want to move to another state. We've talked about that at some point. By the time we do that, I will have had children consistently in one of the schools in the district for the past 20 years, which is a really long time. And then I started thinking about,
should I celebrate that?
I don't know. By the time my youngest is 18, I'll have been raising kids for 36 years. So wrap your head around that for a moment while I continue this one. But one of my favorite interactions was with the school principal. It was before COVID. And so he had my little one that's in school now, had been in kindergarten. But he made it a point anyways to walk up to me at some school function. And to tell me how kind and compassionate and caring my child was. And I got goosebumps because that meant more to me than him walking up and going, hey, he's doing really well in math class, or hey, he's a, you know, English whiz, or he's made some really amazing art. Like, those would all have been cool too. But the fact that I watched him make a beeline across the gym, and I'm like, oh God, what happened? Like, what did my kid do? And he knows all of my kids, because he came in when my oldest was like in the last grade of elementary school. And all of that to say, knowing that what I'm teaching them here at home is showing out there in the world is really important to me when it comes to kindness and compassion, because that means he's making a concerted effort at even 5 and 6 years old to treat other people kindly and to be helpful and all of these other things. And that's something that, unfortunately, if it's not taught at home, a lot of people aren't going to learn that out in the world. Mm-hmm. You can learn math, you can learn English, you can learn all this other stuff on YouTube. I'm sure a few select people have learned about kindness and empathy on YouTube as well. But it's much more difficult if you've grown up in a home where kindness and empathy and compassion are not practiced, to then go on into adulthood and fully understand those concepts. Mm-hmm. And so those things, as you can tell, they're really, really, really important to me. I would rather him be kind and compassionate and fail math one semester or year or whatever than be an obnoxious, rude little jerk
person.
Because then I feel like I would have something failed. Something, like I did something, you know, improperly. So
I love it. So I want to kind of backtrack here on something that Peter said. A quick shout out to Peter Ong. Thank you very much for joining us here. He is absolutely unbreakable. He showed his support, you know, with that banner that you see scrolling across the bottom half of the screen there, which is share your support for Unbreakable Stories. So if you want to share your support at Unbreakable Stories and show the world that you are unbreakable, you can print out the little printout sheet that we have there. It's at unbreakablestories.com/share. And Peter is one of our members who shared his support. He took a picture with the I Am Unbreakable printable. He shared it across social media. Peter, thank you very much. We love you for that, man. Thanks for your support. So Peter says, I think in order to change, we could start with small habits. It can make a meaningful difference by providing evidence of a new identity. I love that. Peter, thank you very much for sharing that right there. And you're absolutely 100% correct. It starts with those small habits, those tiny little habits that you can take every single day. Because here's the deal. You know, it's 2022. We often talk about the end of the year and the beginning of the year. I got goals. I'm going to go lift the entire gym, get a new girlfriend, drop 1,000 pounds, do all these different things and this, that, and the other. And, you know, we got those goals. We got those resolutions. But you know what? I believe in habits. So I love it that you mentioned habits, because I will never wish for more goals. I will never make New Year's resolutions. But you know what? I will take action every single day to establish a new habit. A small habit, a tiny habit, a big habit, whatever it is that you want to try, but try to achieve habits. And then, more importantly, here's what I want you to do. When you take action every single day on those habits that you're going to establish, reward yourself, give yourself a pat on the back, give yourself a high five, give yourself a victory day, a victory dance, or jump up and down victoriously. Whatever it is that you do, celebrate. If you look at my Instagram, you will see that I have a social media post. Celebrate your victories. When you're taking action every single day, you must reward yourself and celebrate those victories, because that right there is what will make a difference. And when you clearly identify that you've taken an action, you've established a habit, you achieved a result, you will start to identify with the action versus the outcome, because I always want to be tied to the action that I can take to establish those habits versus the results, because results will vary. Big, small, positive, negative. You've heard me say this. And I'm telling you, when you start establishing that mindset right there, you will get a new identity. Bonnie, what are your thoughts while I bring Mary up? She's patiently waiting in the back here. So I do want to bring Mary up here to join the show. But while I'm doing that, Bonnie, what are your thoughts?
So my initial thought is I'm curious if Peter has read Atomic Habits by James Clear, because that's literally what the entire book is about. I didn't get it when I first started to read it, because my mind thinks atomic is like massive. You know, like I think like atomic bomb, mushroom cloud, like that's my
mind
experience.
Blown.
Yeah. And so I'm reading, I was like, I didn't get it. I'm like, why is he talking about smalls? And then he explained atomic and I understood it. But that's what the whole book is about these tiny incremental changes. And I haven't actually read the book in about 3 years, maybe. It's about an identity shift. I'm looking up here too. I'm trying to like not do that. Sorry. I'm looking as like looking at the book like it's going to jog my memory or something. But if I remember correctly, he at some point in the book he's talking about imagining or thinking about yourself as a new identity, as the person that has these particular habits. And it's an amazing book. I love the whole thing about habit stacking and everything else, but that's another conversation for another day. So yeah. I completely agree with what Peter said. Now that Mary's here, I'm going to jump real quick and grab my water. That's what you see me looking. I was like, where did I get my water bottle?
No worries. I'm going to tuck you back into the audience here very quickly while I have a conversation with Mary. Mary, good evening. How's things going?
Hi, Terry. Things are fine. And I'm happy to be here. It's always an honor to share your space.
Yeah, thank you very much. And Mary, I just love your wisdom. I love your smile. You always have such great golden nuggets or gray nuggets to share. And I 100% love it. And it's some of that wisdom that you've shared on Zan's show that truly has captivated my interest. What do you have to share tonight?
I am really thrilled. I was happy listening to you too, because change is something that we really have to think about. It has to be a part of our lives, and that's why Peter's habit version of it is very commendable. It has to be, because things happen every day and situations come up. We can't, as someone said, you can't do the same things and expect different results. So things happen every day and we have to adapt. So we can't adapt without changing. It's true that, like you already said, most of the time people are afraid of change. But sometimes change is what will liberate us. Change is what will help us to move to our next level. So for me, change is mandatory. There is no way I can be living today like I was living 10 years ago. It's not possible. And that's why we have to learn, unlearn, relearn. It's a changing world, and we have to sail with the winds, or we are going to sink. Change is permanent.
I love that. Sorry about that. I love that, Mary. And you know what that reminds me of? That reminds me of the definition of insanity. Doing the same thing over and over, expecting a different outcome or a different result.
It's not possible.
It's not possible. You will find yourself within that rat wheel, so to speak, just going around in a circle and spinning and never making any progress whatsoever. It's the definition of insanity. Exactly. Look, here's the deal. If you want to change your life, you want to change your thinking, your mindset, you must change. First and foremost, it starts within the mind, and then you change your actions. But you cannot and must not do the same things over and over again. You absolutely cannot do that. You cannot continue to do the same thing. So I did mute your microphone there very briefly with the background noise. No worries. But you have to take a different action, and that's being intentional. Here's what I truly believe. I truly believe that when you take an intentional step back and you take a look or take inventory of the things that you can control, and then get back in there and take a different action, you will achieve a different result. But sometimes we get so bogged down into the grind, into the hustle, into the daily swing of life, that some people just cannot slow down long enough. They cannot slow down to take that deep look. They cannot see the big picture because they're blind to what that is. So what are your thoughts on that?
Exactly. Because sometimes someone said that we treat our projects like we know that it's only in the projects that we have to do monitoring and evaluation. And that's why I said self-evaluation. We have to also treat ourselves. We are a project. Human beings are a project. And that's why they say we are a work in process. We have to be like a project where we have to constantly self-evaluate and try to see how we can amend, readjust. So monitoring and evaluation is not only for projects, but for us too, because if at the end of every 6 months, you ask yourself, okay, how far have I gone and how are things and what is lacking? What can I do? That is where you have to see when to change your actions, your activities to get the results that you want. Mm-hmm. Monitoring and evaluation is a self thing. It's not only for projects. And mm-hmm. that's where change will just become natural and you can always go with it gradually. It's true that sometimes when it comes, like when COVID came, the change came, boom, it was not expected. But those things, they don't come every day. Mm-hmm. I'm not minimizing it. It doesn't come every day. But if you live your life with your habit of evaluating, monitoring, you can. I learned that much later, though, after failing so many times doing the same things over and over. But now I know better.
I love it. I fail all the time. I fail every single day. I failed multiple times today. I love it. And, you know, and it's, yeah, exactly. So Bonnie knows that I'm working on a new, business here, and I'm calling it Change Makers, and it's going to be my personal insiders group where people will get all access to me, all of my books, all of my training that I've created across multiple platforms, you know, be guest on. I mean, there's a lot to unpack with that. And I spent all day yesterday and today building out this page, and I'm sitting here making mistakes on graphics, just silly little mistakes, just, you know, things like, man,
it's
know better than
that.
It is, you know, and until I kind of took a step back and was like, man, hold on, let me look at this a little bit differently here. How does this look? How does this read? How does this feel? Am I motivated by this? Am I inspired by this? Do I want to take action or do I want to walk away from it? So there's a lot with that. And once again, it was some of the things that we talked about earlier. You must want change. You must want better. It's like what I said earlier. Stop doing more and do better. And I think that if you really want to make change within your life, you will stop focusing on all of the other things, the more that's out there, and you will focus 100% on trying to do better.
You focus on the things that are in your area of influence or area of control and forget about those that are out of your control. And it's not even an option. Change is permanent. It's something that it should be a lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. I agree 100%. Awesome. Bonnie, any thoughts? I'm just, Lexi's in the back. I'm just waiting for her to turn her camera on. That way I see her, and then we'll bring Lexi up here very quickly. So I see that she did. Bonnie, was there anything else that you want to add to what Mary said there?
So yeah, as far as mistakes go, I made two really big mistakes today. We had an emotional live stream. Well, I had an emotional live stream last night. It was emotional for me, I should say. And today I woke up feeling like I had a hangover. I'm being honest.
I remember you texted me that.
Yeah, I did. And so I was less tolerant today, to say the least. Because when I'm tired, my tolerance just, it's something I'm working on. Kind of goes down the drain. So I had two interactions today where I snapped at people where I normally would have kind of just sat and waited and listened. One of them kept interrupting me. And I finally was like, if you're not going to stop interrupting me, like I wasn't rude, but normally I kind of would have just taken a deep breath and noticed, recognized that this person was having a difficult time with what I was saying. But the other person was my oldest son, and I snapped at him too. And so those were two, I guess, they weren't accidents, maybe. I don't know really what to call them, but it wasn't cool. And I immediately apologized to both of them. So it's that's for that part of it. I also love that Mary talked about us, you know, humans as projects, and like the biggest project we're ever going to work on is ourselves. And as somebody in the, you know, thought leadership or self-development, personal development space, I agree that that's really, that should be the biggest project that we ever work on is ourselves, is continually improving ourselves. Because honestly, if that's something that we're doing, constantly making improvements to ourselves, being accepting of where we are, but also striving to make improvements, is everything else is going to ripple out from that. You can't help but have a positive effect on people around you if you're constantly striving to improve things about yourself. And I don't mean in any kind of like perfectionist way, because I've definitely been there too. I'm talking more of, anything that makes you a better person. Like you say, Tara, there's a lot to unpack there. we could talk about a lot of different topics as far as improvement goes. From, you know, personality to skill sets.
Yeah. No, 100%. So we did have Lexi join us up here, and I do want to turn it over to her very quickly to get her thoughts, because I know that Lexi, you know, we value her feedback, her opinion, her professionalism with, you know, with the things that she's working on, and always brings the value. So Lexi, we're talking about change tonight, and I believe that the world needs change, and it starts right there with you. You must change yourself first before you can change others. What are your thoughts?
I totally agree. It's about being the role model for other people. You know, like they say, walk the walk, talk the talk. And you can say, you know, a million things, but if you don't act accordingly, people won't believe you. And if you want to be the strong person, then you start by doing it first for yourself, not for the others, for yourself. And from there on, you might need some support from other people. So you share what you're doing and why. And next, you know, people will see that you stick to it. And that's so important that if you decide to do it, you know, then you can stick to that decision and show it to others. And we need people out there to show that we can be strong and that change is possible. And maybe we don't always have support from other people, and we don't always need it. We can do it on our own as well if we are dedicated enough to go do it. And that's probably where the responsibility comes in play. Because let's face it, the only one who can decide that we are actually really going to change, that's only us. Only we can decide ourselves we are going to do it. And sometimes we need to remind ourselves every day anew that we are consistent to this change, and maybe add an extra step. But it all depends on what we are willing to do And that means that we need to make that decision every day, again and again, until it's ingrained so firmly into our core, into our system, that we cannot do any differently. We are that different person. We have grown.
Mm-hmm. And growth is important as well, too. And there are a lot of, that was one of the things that we did mention earlier, is that people are kind of stuck. I said stuck on stupid, but, they're stuck. Yeah, they're stuck in that rat wheel, that never ending cycle of the same old things. And if you've always done the same old thing, you will always get the same old results, and change will never happen. And, you really have to be willing to step outside of yourself. And when you can step outside of yourself long enough to really see that there is something else other than just yourself, that's magical. And that's when change really happens, because I truly believe that there are a lot of people that are really just so deep within themselves, they don't see anything else outside of that. Any thoughts?
Well, something that came to mind is honesty. If people say they want change, but they are not honest to either themselves or the people around them, nothing will happen. Or maybe it will happen for a second, but being true to yourself and really being honest about it and about your actions, mm-hmm. that's probably, and you said stuck on stupid. But I guess it comes back to making the choice, standing behind it, and also being honest to yourself. Am I really doing it? And if you want support, what do you tell others? What do you share?
Mm-hmm. I love that. So we have a new friend up here that just joined us on stage, Ale. Ale, welcome to the show. We're talking about change and how the world must change, but it really starts with you. You must change yourself before you can change the world, because so many people are out there within the world, they have an opinion, they have a perspective. Oh, I can do that. Okay, well, if you can, do it. This is change. I should change this. You should change that. Everybody has a perspective. But the one thing that people are really not willing to have a perspective on is the fact that they need to focus more on themselves and change themselves before they worry about trying to change others. Ale, welcome to the show. What are your thoughts?
Thank you very much, Terry. I do agree with you. It's always a matter of perspective. Now, the one point I will always mention to people is, if you're talking about change, you always have to understand that you want to change for the better, for yourself, but also for people around you. So that means that if you decide to change, you also have to keep in mind that the other people around you may feel threatened, or may feel that they are not that they have to be out of their comfort zone for you. So you have to be mindful of that. And that's why sometimes when people grow, they meet new people, they have new endeavors. Sometimes the group of people they hang out with, sometimes they change because the perspective change, your ideas are changing. And therefore, if you want to grow and you want to respect yourself, you have to do so. But I have to keep in, I will always say, tell people, you always have to do it keeping your safety in mind, and also respecting the safety of others. Always to keep that in mind. Back to you, Terry.
I love that. And here's not willing to change. So let me focus on that right there, because there are a lot of people out there that are not willing to change. And I have family members, for example, that are not willing to change. No matter how much I bounce up and down and try to tell them and just say, hey, look, you need to change. You need to do this. And, at the end of the day, people have to be willing to change. They really have to be willing to change, and they might not necessarily have everything together, otherwise what I like to call the five rights: right place, right time, right information, right resources, right attitude, and right action. And there's some people that, they might not necessarily have all of that together just yet. So here I am prematurely judging somebody based off of what I have together versus what they don't have together. So Bonnie, she mentioned earlier, we was talking about empathy and we was talking about compassion, and people that are not willing to change, you know, even to include your own family members, because we love our family members. We want our family members to do well. We want our family members to succeed. I have family members that have an entrepreneurial mindset, but you know what? They're not me. They're not where I'm at, but I'm trying to get them there, but they have to be willing to change first, you know? So I'm trying to give them all the tips, tools, techniques, resources. And at the end of it, it's like, you know, today I was talking to my sister. It's like, I'm trying. Well, what are you trying to do? You know, kind of a thing. So I'm over here getting excited in a phone call with my own sister talking about, you know, change. And what she's doing is super simple, super easy. But yet sometimes you just don't see because you got your left or right blinders on, your limits or your lid, your own limitations. And here's the thing. Once you open your eyes long enough to see differently, you will never see the same again. You will never see the same again, but you know what? It takes a person with vision to be able to see, because having sight without vision is an absolute tragedy. It truly is. What are your thoughts? Anybody want to chime in on that?
I do. I want to comment on the family part of that. And two things come to mind. One, nobody really likes to be told what to do or that they need to change. And so those people may be fully aware of the fact that there's something about their situation that they want to change. But just because you're telling them that it needs to be done makes them do the opposite in some situations.
I love it.
And on top of that, it's really, as much as we want to help those that are closest to us, and I've said this before in different situations, it's not our job to dictate someone else's journey. Like, it's not our job to decide what path that person's going to take. And sometimes it's so painful. I'm going through this somewhat with my oldest child because I see all the potential that he has. And he's just stuck in a place right now where he's taking his time. And I have to be okay with that and respect that as long as he's still being respectful within the situation. It's also my job to model respect and empathy and compassion and understanding for someone who's trying to figure out basically what they want to do for the rest of their lives. I know for me, even though I went to college for a while and thought I knew what it was that I wanted to do with the rest of my life, at 21, 22, I really didn't. Like, I thought I knew. None of this was in that. I mean, YouTube didn't even exist back then. So, like, I feel like I can encourage him, but there's a fine line between, especially as a parent, there's a fine line between encouraging and pushing someone in a direction because you think that's what's best for them. So
I love it. And that's what I love about you, Bonnie, is that you are the truth 100%. And I know that you have corrected me many times when I'm trying to push my hardest. I'm like, no, Bonnie, I'm telling you, we need to go. And then you just kind of reel me back in like, no, Terry, no. Here's what you need to do, you know, kind of a thing. And that's what I love about you, because, you know, you have that different perspective. And I think that there comes a time where you have to show a level of maturity to understand that we all do have a different perspective. I'm not right. I'm not wrong, depending on how you look at it. You're not right. You're not wrong, depending on how you look at it. And I think that when you're willing to understand things from a different perspective, you will change your entire outlook on so many different things within life to understand that whether you believe you're right or wrong, guess what? You're right. But who's to say so?
You know, what's funny. Something I just realized, and it's related but unrelated at the same time, but I think you'll find it humorous. Mm-hmm. You've probably noticed when we've had these conversations and you say to me, what do you think? And I go, well, I just now realized I've been hearing Sebastian, and he said, he says, the way he says it is so funny. It's like, well, like, it's just got this really weird twang to it that, like, I don't know where he got it from. But I'm like, oh my gosh,
now you know.
He got that from me. Sorry.
It's almost like an episode of, what is that, G.I. Joe? And knowing is half the battle.
It just dawned on me. Well, like this really exaggerated. And I'm like, he got that from, but that's, yeah. Because when somebody goes, what do you think? I have zero capacity to lie, to sugarcoat, to like BS.
Your voice raises about three different octaves.
I can't physically, and I embrace that. And I'm glad that I have the capacity to, and the need to tell the truth 100% of the time. So when you hear me go, well, it's like me trying to, like, how do I put this nicely, but not lying. So anyways.
There's no way there's no holding you back though. You are completely unbreakable and there's nothing holding you back. And I want to make that point. There's nothing holding you back, but you are the one that's holding you back. You know what you, a lot of times people don't necessarily know how to handle the full body. When you get the full body, not everybody knows how to handle the full body. You know, it's like Lexi, and I've told her that as well too. Not everybody can handle the full Lexi. And when Lexi goes full Lexi, there are people that are intimidated by that. They truly are, because you know what? They will always judge you from a place of their weakness when they do not understand your strength. They will always judge you from a place of their ignorance because they do not understand your wisdom. Lexi, you want to join in on that?
Yeah, and I want to go back to what Bunny said for a sec. I believe that the major reason for change is because of your children, because you want to leave a legacy, because you want to show them how they can face the world. And you don't want them to repeat the mistakes you have made. And when you see it, and like Sebastian was mirroring you, it became obvious. And that's, you know, and I believe there's no stronger reason or more powerful reason than saying, I want the best for my kid, so I am going to change, no matter how hard it is. And I loved when you said that it clicked. And also what you said about if people are not willing to change, it has this people tend to do the opposite. And that's even more frustrating. So that's not really working. As for having people stand up, I guess that's in line of people not wanting to change. So they see that I or someone is changing, and they're like, oh, but I don't feel comfortable around that. And they will try to do everything they can in their power to make you small again, to diminish that power, everything they can do, so they won't be affected by your change, and to prevent themselves from having to change with you. So instead they lash out, probably, or they'll do it in more subtle ways, you know, not cooperating. And that's why it's so important that you know yourself what it is you want to do and why you want to do it, and to stick to it.
I love that. Lexi, thank you very much for sharing your thoughts. And, you know, we always value your opinion and everything. And that's what makes it so powerful, is that we all here on this stage, we all have different perspective. We all have different backgrounds, different opinions, different thoughts and ideas. And here's what that comes down to. It comes down to knowledge and skills, but more importantly, it comes down to experience. And that's the one thing that nobody, and I absolutely mean this, nobody can take that away from you, because I haven't experienced what you've experienced, Lexi, Bonnie, Mary, Ale. I have not experience the things that you've experienced. So when I hear each of you speak, I understand that it's from your perspective. And I appreciate that. LA, do you want to jump in, or Mary, would you like to jump in?
I can add something. First of all, I'd like to say hi to Bonnie and Mary and Lady Lexi personally. I forgot to do that earlier. And just by doing that, I forgot what I wanted to say. So back to you, Mary. I just have a nice blank. So let's change the speaker. That's all good. I'll get
back. I'm going to move you back down into the audience, LA. Thank you. Thank you for, no, I'm just playing.
I like the transfer of responsibility. Anyways, we'll come back to you. You're not going anywhere. I think it's a very interesting conversation because most of the time for me, change is for improvement. And the family, changing the family, it goes back to like in the Bible when they say a prophet is never recognized in his own hometown. It's sometimes if somebody from outside tells your sister to that she can change her way of doing things and change her life, she will listen better than when you're the one who is saying, because she knows you, she just takes you for granted, and she knows you from when you were growing, from when you were little until now. So it's like, what is he talking about? And that kind of thing. So that thing, that familiarity breeds content. Just because they are familiar with you, they know that, okay, you cannot bring anything good. Or not that they didn't think that. It's just that familiarity. And then they don't take seriously what you're saying. But this comes back to the willingness to grow. Like we say, change is for you to improve. If there's no willingness, it's really difficult to bring somebody along with you. And that's why we always say the change should start with you. You start with yourself. And then if it's necessary, you shake away the people who are no longer compatible with your mindset at that moment. And you keep moving, because if not, you're going to lose sight of a lot of potential because you want to conform. Meanwhile, you just focus on yourself, on your own self-growth. And those who want to come along with you, they can come along with you. It's not always very easy, but that's the human being. And I'll come back to something that Alain said earlier. When you think of changing, you also have to think of the impact on others. That's why they say when you think about rights, you have to automatically think about your responsibilities. Because the change will automatically have an impact, because you're improving. You're moving from that level where you were, and things can no longer be the same. It's especially also with the people around you. And so it's a matter of your self-growth, and then the people who want to grow with you, you can help them along the journey.
I love it, Mary. And so I do have a statement that I want to make, but I just want to just send out a quick reminder to everybody. We are live, and this is a live show. We are live streaming out there to the live world. So I just want to make sure that everybody understands that we are live. And I'm just playing around. So anyway, I just wanted to make sure that it is a known fact that we are live. And we also have another good friend that, oh my goodness, I got mine right here. Hold on. So Zan always has a way of being very disruptive, and he disrupted my mindset long enough to say that, you know what? I am unbreakable. Zan, let's go, brother. How you doing?
Let's go. What's going on, guys?
LA's got his. I've got mine. Zan's got his. Bonnie has a new office.
And, of course, the only person, yeah, I was going to say, the only person that doesn't have hers is the one who made the dang thing and lost it moving stuff in her office.
Bonnie, you're fired. You are
100%. Because you carry it with you. You're wearing it.
She wears it well, too. Oh, my God.
I love it. So, Mary, so before we turn it over to Zan, I just wanted to comment real quickly on what Mary said there. And here's what it reminds me of. But before we do that, I really have a quick shout out to Lear Jetta. Lear Jetta just joined us here. So for those who do not know Lear Jetta is an absolutely fantastic musician. And he created the song New Friend, and it is the take on Evan Carmichael's top 10. So it's like top 10, I got a top 10. Lear Jetta is the one that wrote the music, wrote the song, and it's called New Friend, and that was the inspiration for Evan Carmichael's top 10.
Nice.
Lear Jetta, welcome to the show, man. Great that you're here. If you do want to join us, I will share a link here very shortly. If you would like to join us, we would love to hear your thoughts and join in. on the conversation here. But I want to back up here very quickly to what Mary had said, and it reminded me of something. It reminded me of every family member that's out there that ever doubts you, because, you know, family members know you. They know who you are. They know where you've been. They know what you've done. And here's every family member in the world. When they try to see you making a positive change within your life and other lives, they will always look you straight in the face and they will ask you this right here. What in the world do you think you're doing? What you doing? And they will do it just like that right there. So the thing is that even my own family members, if they don't understand it, they won't know it. They just won't get it. They're like, what are you doing? So, Mary, that's exactly what that reminded me of. And I'll kind of open it up popcorn style here. Has any of you ever experienced that? Like a family member doubting you, like, what do you think you're doing? I know who you are. I know where you've been. I know what you've done. I know all those things that you said. And you know what? You can say you want to change everything. And, you know, at the end of the day, I look those family members straight in the face and I say this right here. What you doing? What you got? Who you with? I'm just saying.
You know, it's,
anybody have any thoughts?
I haven't had family members at least tell me to my face, but I only have a couple of family members. I know that sounds kind of weird, but my favorite was, bless your heart. I heard that, and I don't do a good Southern accent, but I heard that from people in Facebook groups that I was in say things to me like, basically, who do you think you are? Like, what makes you think you're going to be able to do that kind of thing? And it's like, bye-bye. Sans, bye-bye. That's for you.
I know. I love it. All right. Awesome. Zan, what are your thoughts, man? We're talking about change.
I'm back. I'm so glad I'm back. You guys are still here. I was shopping with my wife and it's so hard to, you know, do everything, but we're back. So we got the groceries in the house and everything, because you always got to be supportive, guys. Help grocery shop, bring the groceries in the store. Okay. Anyways, first of all, I want to say, guys, the panel looks amazing. Look at you guys. Terry, Bonnie, Mary, Lady Lexi, Elaine, what's going on? And in the chat, Lil Janet, man, you know how talented you are. And Yoko, what's going on, Yoko? Hello, how are you? Okay, so are we talking about what you just said in regards to family and the support and when they...
The topic is change. So the idea is that if you want to change the world, it starts with yourself. You change yourself, change your mind, change your life, then you can change others.
That's one of the best quotes that Gandhi ever gave. Let it begin with you. Mm-hmm. But even when it goes back to what you're saying with family, the way I dealt with family and pretty much how I deal with everyone is that, and I learned this when I was a teenager, just do it. Because the results, because what happens, your family, I believe your family loves you, and sometimes they see you the way they see you, and you're evolving, you're changing, you're forming a new identity, but they still see the old you because they're not with you 24/7, 365. But as you start succeeding and start accomplishing, their brain has no choice but to accept the change. So one of the techniques I used to use back in the day, and I love my grandmother with all my heart and soul, but she used to always watch the nightly news. So there was all this stuff going in her mind. And I'm out there doing my things. And she always, be careful, this. And I would do things, and I would like tell family members what I'm going to do before I do it. And they weren't trying to diminish me or have doubt. They just like, well, what about this? Again, they're just trying to be careful because it sounds like fear, but the brain wants to protect you. Your loved ones wants to protect you. And I got to a point where I wouldn't tell people what I was going to do. They used to call me secretive Zan, because I would just go do it. Then after I'd done it, they can't say nothing. So I would just go and achieve it and go and accomplish it. So now the narrative is, okay, it's done now. So there's no chance. I wouldn't allow that voice in my head. Now, I always had family members that no matter what I did, they just believe everything. Like, even to this day, I've got sisters and family members. Whatever I say I'm going to do, it's almost like blind faith. They just have, because they see me achieve and accomplish so much over the years. So whenever I say I'm going to do something, you just get full support no matter what. Even I got family, I got friends that way also. But again, I think the subject of change is absolutely necessary, and I think it's inevitable. So since change is necessary and it's inevitable, because none of us, look, all of us adults, we used to be little babies. We change whether we like it or not. So change is inevitable. So my thing is change your mindset around change and accept it. And then let's, now once you can do that, then let's look at certain strategies that we could come up with to facilitate that change. And I love change. I welcome change. And sometimes if things ain't changing fast enough, I go change it, because I believe in opportunities, but if the opportunity is not there, you go create the opportunity. I'm one of those kind of, I just love change. Is all, to me, I think change is for the better. And I think it's necessary. And besides, even if you don't like change, there's nothing you can do about it. It's going to change anyways. So you might as well adjust you to the change. And I say adjust, be the change before the change happens. So let me say it this way, then I can move on. Cause and effect, that's a law in the universe. And my thing is, instead of being the effect, because that's the, you know, when change happens, you have the effect of, be the cause. Mm-hmm. Let's be the cause, and then everybody else have to adjust to that. So anyways, that's my thing. I love being here. You guys are so intelligent. You're so smart. You're so strong. And I you know, again, fellas, you know, I'm with you all the way. But the ladies, especially the ladies here, they are so resilient. They are so strong, so smart. And I love and respect each and every one of them here. And you two fellas, you know, it's all good. But the ladies, I know them, and they have inspired me. Lady Lexi, Bonnie, Mary, I mean, K-Fred is in the house. Look out. You know, I was talking earlier. K-Fred said, oh, now that's my, oh my God. Look, you close in the house. These are all smart, strong women who know how to handle change. And hey, by the way, okay, I'm talking too much. I'm being too verbose. But last part. Think about it. Who's going to deal with change more? Women got to deal with change more than men do. And they have to deal with other people who are changing around them, especially when they have babies and stuff, all those changes, and they got to change the diapers. Now, let me stop. I'm just trying to be funny. Hey, guys.
Here's the thing, Zan. So here's the deal. You absolutely 100% must move and act in silence and let the results speak for themselves, because all day long, we can say all these different things that we're going to do. You can say, well, I can do that. All right, do it. I coulda, shoulda, woulda done that. Well, why didn't you? You know, it's one of those things that you must move and act in silence and let the results speak for themselves. So now coming to the show, we have the one and only Lear Jetta, the amazing musician of the song called New Friend, which was inspiration for Evan Carmichael's top 10. Lear?
What's up, everybody?
The show, man.
How y'all doing? How's everybody doing?
Can we hear a sample?
Oh, wow. You should want to hear.
Yeah, come on. Let's give it. Because you and I was going to do that ID together. I want to hear. Play some. Come on, man. Lear Jetta.
I was, come on, man.
Let's go. Okay, let me be quiet. I just get excited because this is family.
I'm doing like the old school vibes, right?
I love it, man. And y'all got to worry about no strikes either, because this is his music. Let's go! Come on! Hey!
I love it. I 100% absolutely love it. And here's the thing. So Lear, I got a question for you. And here's one of the things that I truly love about you, man. I love your vibe. I love your music. I love your attitude. And I truly believe that it's absolutely important moving into 2022.
Yes.
I truly believe that the two most important things that we can focus on is attitude and action.
Yes.
And I love your attitude. I love your action. Brother, you're changing lives every single day.
Thank
what are your
you
thoughts
so
on that?
You know what? I just think about this. Like, I feel like stay humble. That's how I feel. Like, I feel because of where I came from, I have a desire to help other people to improve in their lifestyle. And I love what Zan was saying, because Zan brought up such a point where he was saying, sometimes the people you know, they only see you as one thing. Like, they known you from around the way, or they known you, you know, and they only see one thing. Over these past couple of years, growing up in New York and growing up in, you know, the urban environment, I see how certain things could affect people. And it really made me like really want to do something about it and help other people. So when I get on my page, I realize, look, you can do one of two things.
Uh-oh, we lost him.
That's one of them, right?
That's all right. So it sounded like he was kind of going in and out anyway. So it sounded like he was losing his connection, and he's coming back in. So I'm going to bring him back up here. So we lost you very quickly. So back over to Lear.
Can you hear me, guys?
I can hear you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I was saying, like, you know, it made me really want to. It made me really want to make huge changes because you get to see what the urban environment, you know, do and people's mindset. And I, you know, I grew up in that single mother home. So now I'm like, you know what? Instead of using this platform for junk, you can easily post vanity and do all this stuff. Let me use this platform because I feel like this is a gift to go out there and reach so many people. And I'm happy. Like, even if one person or two people a day is like, I appreciate this and this message inspired me, that makes me happy because you made a huge difference in one person's life. And I realized your gift and what you do is bigger than yourself. It's never really about you. It's always about other people, mm-hmm. you know? So it just, I just feel, you know, encouraged whenever I'm doing that. I pray that I can touch people's lives. That's the end goal, that people will see that God is good to all of us. We are born with gifts and talents and we can make such a difference.
I love it. Lear, brother, man, thank you for joining us here. I know for one, absolutely. I know for one, I'm inspired by you. So when I see your Instagram posts, I look forward to it. Amen. And when you share your message each and every day, you know, it's uplifting. It's those messages of positivity that we need out there within the world.
Thank you.
And you are being the change that you want to see within the world.
Yes, thank you so much. Yes.
And I love that because there are so many people that are out there in the world that wants change. Like, I want change. The world needs to change. I must change. And I always tell everybody, it's like, well, if you want change within the world, be the change.
Yes.
And Lear, brother, you are being the change every single day. Hats off to you. I salute you.
Listen, hats off to all y'all. And thank y'all so much for having me. Like, I love listening. Zan, you are crazy. I love your personality. You know, Terry, it's always a blessing. We always going back and forth. And the rest of you guys, it's just so nice to meet you. And I hope that we can, like, you know, all grow together. Like, I love this kind of stuff because we all out here making a difference. And all you guys are going to be so powerful. You're already powerful now, you know. And I love how y'all looking to encourage other people. That is such, it's amazing what y'all doing.
I love it, man. Thank you. All right. So kind of a popcorn style here. Does anybody want to jump in and add any value or add anything to what we've been talking about? Or does anybody have questions? We've already been on for about an hour and a half, so maybe we can transition into some questions or additional thoughts.
Lear, can you just share what your Instagram and Twitter handle if you have them?
Yes.
For everybody. I actually just followed you on Instagram, but that way everybody has...
I am mainly on Instagram with Lear Jatter. I have a Twitter, but I got to do better. I got to do so much better with Twitter. But I'm mainly on Instagram, and it's at Lear Jatter, LearJetta.
I would love to chime in for a sec. First of all, I love what Lear just did. You know, you. I don't know if you were doing it live or that you just pushed the button, but you got your music out there for people to listen to.
Yes. And
I know, well, for me, it's always a little bit hard when it comes to music and getting the stuff out there. So seeing you do it, I'm like, okay, yeah, that's the way it can be done. That's amazing. As for what Terry, I think you said it, you know, when it comes to change, I was thinking, I don't like it when I don't make the decision myself and when it's mm-hmm. being shoved down my throat. Mm-hmm. I'm, you know, like, and one of the most, one of the best examples is I used to have someone in the house who would clean up and then I would come back and everything had been changed, you know, and I had to look like, where is it? I'm not good at it. But having said so, and I know I said this, I referred to this example before, it's like Oprah said, Oprah Winfrey, like, okay, when you need to change, first it comes with a whisper, then you get a tap on your shoulder, then you get slapped, then you get smacked around, and it can end up worse until you start to listen.
Yes.
So all your security is gone, and you realize, I need to change. So it's not always like it's a choice. sometimes it is there, and you cannot do anything else but change. So yeah. Those were my two thoughts.
Thank you so much. And yeah, you know what? I'm gonna agree with you, because changes, it's not always easy, because there's the changes that we want to make, and then sometimes there's some changes that you may have to adjust to. That's not always so easy. So I know exactly what you're talking about. Like when you kind of got to readjust, I know what you mean.
Now, I'm always surprised how much people are willing to take, even when it brings them down literally to the ground, up to the moment that they rather disappeared, you know, than stand up for themselves. And, you know, so one of my clients always says, I need to go to that very last bit. And still, that doesn't always work. So it's like, okay, when is enough enough? And people have to decide for themselves.
Yes.
And that's, of course, what people are very good at when it comes to surroundings. If people don't want you to change, they will make it as if it's your fault and it's you, and they will try and break you down. And then it goes back to support, and it goes back to your own reason why. But yeah, resistance is mega. But when you stand your ground and you keep deciding every day anew, you will get there.
Yes. And sometimes you have to be your biggest supporter. Let me tell you something. When I wrote New Friend, I was at a certain stage. And so if you listen to like the lyrics in New Friend, I said, you got to look to the top from the ground floor. It's just another day feeling like a groundhog. And when you look at the time, motivated, you climb, pop your head out the dirt. Haters watching you shine. The groundhog got his day again. Like, it's like, when I wrote that song is like, it's from a real place. They tried kicking me when I'm down, bury me in the sand, but I came out the winner. In fact, the strongest man, all this evil will eat you. Closest people deceive you, never claiming they need you. Then they come to the seat, cool. And it's like, and doing a certain transition in my life, I realized, okay, I've had people who, because I started making changes, they couldn't understand the change. They're like, man, you're acting different. And I'm like, it's not bad. I'm like, I'm just settling down. So I didn't want to go out to clubs. I didn't want to go out to parties. I gave all that stuff up because I'm like, you know what? Like, I need to make some changes. And when I stopped doing certain things, it was like, oh, well, you don't do this anymore. I invite you here. You don't come. And I'm like, look, I'm really in a different stage. And so it was like, you go through that stage of withdrawal when you have to let things go. Like, you may have to let go of old places, old friends, old things. And you, and I call like the withdrawal stage. Like, if a person was on drugs and they have to stop, they go through this withdrawal, which means, you know, they're detoxing from whatever it was they were doing. And we as humans, we go through that stage where it's like, if you got to let go of friends and places or a long-term relationship you was in or whatever it may be, you go through this thing where you're rethinking your steps, what made you unhappy. And I was in that stage. And the reason why I was like, when I said I came out the winner, in fact, the strongest man, it wasn't because I was like, so, you know, strong. And so it was just like, I realized that making this decision made me a better person. And I realized that I overcame a lot of my circumstances. So like you guys said, a lot of things are possible. It's one scripture that I love in the Bible where it says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. A lot of things we think come from like a mental place. Like when we overthink things, we get stressed out. If we're thinking about this, all these things can become unhealthy to the point it comes like to fruition as you start feeling sick. You start feeling overwhelmed. You start feeling like, you know, anxiety, or you start feeling depressed. So it's like we have so much power in us as humans. And I think sometimes we don't understand what we possess. Like a lot of ideas, like you guys holding up the unbreakable sign, that started off as just a thought, and now it's an actual thing. You know, exactly. That started off as a thought. That was a thought first, right? In the back of me, I have this. This was a thought. And why? Because I'm like, you know what? We need to be set free. We need to take the chains off. We can live. We can. A lot of people, and I found this from just talking to people, because I'm a minister, so I'll try to talk to people. And one of the things that I found is a lot of people doing things in their life that they truly not happy with. Jobs, whatever. Like people are just like, I'm like, why? Well, why are you doing this if you're not happy? Oh, well, it just helps me to get by. It's like, whatever. I'm just doing something. So I just feel like whatever we do, we need to, you know, work on purpose. And then also we need to understand what we possess. Like change is not always easy, but it can turn our whole lives around, you know? So like a small change can wind up in the future, a big change. Like all you guys are on these platforms. Tomorrow can be your breakthrough. Tomorrow can be the breakthrough you always wanted because you chose to get up and do what you wanted to do in life. You could have easily been like, oh, and listen to the voices or say, I'm not doing this. But everybody here decided I'm going to do what I need to do and give it a try. I don't care what nobody thinks. It may not always be easy, but everybody's here is doing what they need to do. You never know what tomorrow may bring. It can be the day you was looking for.
I love it. Lear, thank you very much for sharing that truly powerful message. And, you know, there's a lot that are struggling that need those messages of positivity. And once again, I'm just truly grateful and truly thankful that I had an opportunity to meet you, be able to talk with you. I mean, it means a whole lot. And I know that it started off with Evan Carmichael.
Yes.
And I truly believe that it really grew beyond that.
Yes.
And once you are willing to just look at other people as a fellow human being, as opposed to all of the different things that you can judge people based off of, I truly believe that it can open your mind and open your heart, but you must be willing to listen so that you can learn. And when you're able to learn, you will discover a whole new way of life. Yes. And that's where change becomes powerful.
Yes. That's so true.
I love it. Lear, thank you. Anybody else have any questions for Lear? You want to jump in or do you want to add some value to the conversation? We can go popcorn style or who has something to share?
I'm just going to add that. What he's talking about how you just committing to the change, committing to making yourself better. And then one day kind of out of the blue, something happens. You never plan that. That's I can attest to that. And pushing through the fear of change and doing things that you're uncomfortable with. That's why I ended up on TV. Like there, nothing leading up to that day was fun or exciting. It was nerve wracking and it was scary. And it was, I mean, looking back, I'm like, I'm really glad I did it, but it was, I did not feel like I was ready for something like that. And it was super scary. And had I not gotten that push from David, I'd have pretended like I never planned on wanting to ever do that in the first place, because that's how terrified I was of the process, terrified of the unknown. And you're 100% correct about that, is all those tiny little steps that I had taken up until that point is what prepared me ultimately to not back down. I'm not going to say I volunteered. I definitely didn't volunteer, but I didn't back down when I was called out and said, somebody said you need to do this. And it's brought me so many, I mean, I wouldn't be here on this live stream right now had that not happened, because so many things happened after that. Now I knew Evan, I was aware of Evan, and some of this was started before that, but the sequence of events after doing that one really scary, difficult thing was just, it's crazy. Like I can't even trace. I would have to sit down and write it out to trace how I ended up meeting this person, this person, this person. But I ended up back in Evan's ecosystem, and I met Zan and I met Terry, and through that, then I ended up meeting, you know, Mary and Lexi in LA, and now you. And hearing that you created that song, I'm like, wow, like that's something I've listened to. I don't know how many times were you on Evan's gaming stream a while ago, or one of his live streams before?
I was on one of his live streams. Yes.
Okay, because I remember it was like dots connecting in my head. I'm going, wait a minute, I remember some of this happening. And so that's really cool. And I just want to say congratulations and great job. And I'm really happy for
your
success up to this point and for your future success.
Listen, thank you so much.
You're so very welcome. It's just amazing how all of this just kind of came together. All of us ended up coming together. Yes. So I'm going to be quiet because I'm starting to ramble.
don't blush, Bonnie. Awesome. Mary, would you like to join in? You've been quiet a little bit. Would you like to share any additional thoughts?
I want to hear from Mary.
Yes. I'm really, it's a pleasure to meet you, Elia. This is
nice to meet you too, Mary.
This is a community where you always meet amazing people.
Yes.
And every day, the community, I meet more and more people, and it's an honor for me to share your story and to learn from you. And especially when you say change has to be a conscious choice.
Yes.
You have to make it a habit. And that's why earlier in the show, I was talking about if we had a habit of self-evaluation and considering ourselves like projects, where you have this the project cycle where you have to do constant monitoring and evaluation to see where you have to readjust and adjust to become better and to get your desired results. So I've forgotten where I read it. They said the best example to encourage people to change or to want to change, because a lot of people fear the unknown, and that's why they fear to change. They fear change. But we live in an environment, we live in a world today where change is constant, and you have to learn, unlearn, relearn things. You have to change if you have to sail with the winds and improve yourself. And the analogy they always give is, think about the butterfly, the life cycle. It starts with eggs, and then it comes to a caterpillar. After that, it comes to the pupa, and when it comes to the adult butterfly, imagine the colored wings. And so when you look at it from that perspective, you don't fear change, because you know that something beautiful is going to come out at the end of the cycle.
That was beautiful.
I love it, Mary. 100%. I agree with you, Lear. And you know, Mary always shares such valuable nuggets of wisdom, and we truly love Mary. She's been a valuable member of our community for quite some time, and we're always grateful for the things that she shares. You know, she's always quiet, sitting there smiling, but when she comes onto the camera, it's like, rah, there it is, you know, kind of a thing. And man, it hits hard. Mary, I'm telling you, you are an amazing woman.
I have lived for more than half a century, Terry, so I have seen a lot of things.
I love it.
I know awesome. Plenty of people who are the same age as you, excuse me, and has
it's not a day not, over 21, Bonnie. Don't let her fool you.
Yeah. Excuse me. Have not picked up a fraction of the wisdom, because they're not looking for that, right? Mm. They're not absorbing, they're not open to it, they're not looking for it. And it's not important to them. You took the initiative to absorb that and to do something with it, and now share it with all the rest of us. So, yeah, like I'm not that much younger than you. And I've got lots of people that surrounding me that wouldn't have the faintest idea what you just said, mm-hmm. just being honest. So thank you for sharing with all of us.
And that's true, that when you think about change, sometimes there's some perspective. Sometimes if you see change and you have fear, then you build a wall, and then it prevents you from changing completely. But sometimes it's interesting, because I was talking to, I went to see your website, Lear, because I was curious. And I was talking to some teenagers. We're talking about confidence. And we're talking about the fact that things are changing all the time around us. And they were talking about FOMO, the fear of missing out. I don't know what to do. And we're talking about how, if you take change, and instead of saying being afraid of it, making change as the constant. So just accept that change will happen. So what happened is, if you accept that, and then you center yourself and build your confidence, instead of the fear of missing out, you ground yourself in your confidence, then to add to what Mary was saying, then you can choose to opt in or choose to opt out. Yes. And then it's a conscious choice. And that's how you can meet new people and you can build growth. And I think that's how my students realize that that's true. Because once you have confidence, that's the basis of this. And that's for you, Zandaman. Confidence is important. And I want to also add something that Terry mentioned earlier, And he was mentioning that sight without vision is not good at all.
So it's a tragedy, actually.
I like the word. I'm going to add that. And change without vision is a tragedy because people can change forever without going anywhere, and they're not going to make the world a better place. So I think that's something to keep in mind as well.
I wanted to add to what you just reminded me something, Ella, that David Meltzer talks about. He makes up acronyms every once in a while, and I love listening to the way he twists things around. But he now talks about when people ask about FOMO or fear of missing out, and like how do they deal with that over there. He's turned it around and he calls it JOMO. So it's the joy of missing out. So when you know what you want, when you learn what you don't want and then you know what you want, you can actually feel joyful about missing out on certain opportunities in air quotes, because they're really not opportunities for anything good. They may be an opportunity, but you're not going to get it's not a positive opportunity. And that opens you up to usher in all of the opportunities that are positive for who you are and what it is you're trying to accomplish. So I just thought you talking about your students and kind of making those decisions made me think of the way that David's rephrased that and kind of, you know, trying to help people do it that way.
I love it. And this is kind of what it reminds me of right here. Alay, I'm glad that you mentioned that, because I just typed something here within the chat, and I'm going to bring this up right here. And it's knowing what to do, but not doing what you know creates a new standard, and a little typo there. But I call that dereliction of responsibility. Here's the thing. We all have a responsibility to take action every single day. And what that appropriate action is, and I always say appropriate action, but what is appropriate for one person is appropriate differently for another person. Because keep in mind, different people do different things differently. And you know, we often judge people, and you've heard me say this, we will judge people from different places because we do not understand. And oftentimes we will judge them from a place of our own weakness when we do not understand their strength, because it takes strength to show up. It takes strength to show out. It takes strength to speak up and speak out. And the thing is, and this is what I want to do right here, right now, I want to congratulate each and every single one of you for showing up. Because it is because that you showed up that you were able to show out. You showed up and then you spoke right here on this stage. You didn't have to. You really didn't. I sent out a lot of requests. I think I sent out probably about 50 of them. Mm-hmm. But look who showed up. You showed up. And that means a lot to me. You showed up. And that right there is half the battle, is showing up. And that's having that standard, because you know what to do every single day. But you know what? People would much rather complain about it. Oh, I can do that. Well, if you can, then do it. Well, I should have done that, could have done that, would have done that. Well, why didn't you? It's much easier to make an excuse than it is to take an action. But you know what? Action is so much easier to take when you can sit back and look at something as being, and I love it. We have a great friend, her name is Kever, and she always says to done. It is so much easier to say to done than it is to say to do. Take action, get it done, achieve your result, and continue taking action, because guess what? It never stops. It doesn't stop. Today's today, tomorrow's tomorrow, and guess what? Next week is next week. And you have an opportunity each and every single day to show up so you can show out. Take action. But more importantly, take ownership and stop blaming others for your inability to take responsibility. Zan, over to you.
Okay. Wow. You asking me to go after you? Come on, man. That's like asking me to go after Lil Jetta. Lil Jetta, I'm going to give me a hat, man. I got to the head on too.
What's up?
But look, Alan says something that's so important about vision, and it immediately made me think about the quote from Helen Keller. She said that the only thing that's worse than being blind is having sight and no vision. Mm. And in the Bible, it says, where there's no vision, my people perish. Yes. Vision is so important. And I think this is the part where this is just my personal feeling, because I love change, absolutely love change. And I think if you don't have a vision, you fear change. Because when you have a vision, because you know what you're about to transform into, I'm like, I'm excited. Let's go. Because let me tell you real quick. We have to grow in life, guys. We have to grow. Inherit, you can't grow without change. It's necessary to get out of your comfort zone. You have to change. And there is no success without change. And if you want to be an entrepreneur, you better love change, because that's all there is. I love change. So, like, bring it on. And then also, this is the other part, because I believe in God and I have that connection. I believe I'm in control of change. I believe I have a destiny. I have a purpose. Change is necessary. Mm-hmm. I love it. And as a coach, what we do is we help people change. So I'm like, change is my best friend. Let's go. Anyways, that's all I'm
going to
say.
Zan, I love it. Thank you very much for sharing. All right, so we're about ready to wind down the show. We've been going on for almost 2 hours here. So here's what I want to do. I want to present an opportunity for final thoughts. Okay, final thoughts, and then we'll end the show, and then we'll have the after party. I'm telling you, the after party is where the magic really happens. Zan shows up and shows out in the after party, I'm telling you what. So the after party is where we really get to cut loose. But while we're live here, so we're going to go ahead and wind things down. First and foremost, I just want to say thank you very much to each and every one of you that showed out. It really means a whole lot to us, because we're working really hard here at Unbreakable Stories to share those stories, to share those messages of hope, of love, of struggle, hardship, adversity, all of the things that we have all experienced. But you know what? You didn't stay there. You took action and you achieved success. You achieved results. You achieved victory. And you know what? No matter where you are, there you are. And you are always, and I mean this, you are always on display, and people are watching and they are learning. They are discovering things about you, but more importantly, they are discovering things about themselves, because you are taking action. You are an action taker. And you know what? At the end of that, I greatly appreciate that other people are watching. They're observing, they're learning, they're inspired, they're motivated. But you know what makes the difference between people like us? You know, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to be completely transparent. Every single day, I'm not motivated. Every single day, I'm not inspired, because people ask me often, they say, Terry, why are you so motivated? Why are you so inspired? Why do you jump up and down like, I'm 50 years old. And for me to jump up and down like this, believe me, it hurts sometimes. And they ask me, why do you do those types of things? And I was like, you know what? I'm not motivated. I'm not inspired. I'm committed. And there's a difference. When you're committed and you take action every single day, you will show up, because I can, I will, I must. And I affirm that every single day when I get up, because I can, I will, I must. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to go ahead and go around the horn here. In order, we're going to save Bonnie for last here, because Bonnie is the absolutely amazingly unbreakable. And so we're going to go with Mary, then over to Zan. Mary, what are your final thoughts tonight?
It's been a very, very deep and necessary conversation, because we are in an era where the change, like, it came involuntarily with COVID. We were forced to change a lot of ways in which we were doing things, but we should also learn to live our lives with voluntary change, because we have to evolve and we have to improve our lives. And I will go with the initial thought, change should be natural, because we can do that by taking ourselves like project cycles, where we do constant self-evaluation, and that will help us to really amend the aspects of our lives that no longer serve us. And we will also be able to grow and attain the kind of life that we want. So change should be conscious, intentional, and voluntary.
Mary, I love it. Thank you very much for sharing. All right, over to Zan. After Zan will be LA.
Mary is always so inspiring. I love Mary. Well, my thing is this, is that I think this is a great topic of discussion. Change is necessary. It's inevitable. There's nothing you can do to stop it. When you don't change, you're really hurting yourself. So I say, embrace change, love change, control change, master change, and be the change you want to be. You know, just and I just think that you know, if anyone's having issues with change, get around people, get into a community like this that's going to support you, because change is you can't stop it. You know, it's going to happen. So I'm just a big believer in, I love change, and that's my whole take on it. I just love change. That's it. Thank you, Mary. Thank you, Bonnie, Lady Lexi, LA. Legit, what's up, man? Terry, come on, let's go.
I love it. Zan, thank you very much for being here. Thank you very much for adding value. Yes. You know, we truly and greatly appreciate you, your energy, your love, your light, and you are Zan, the man. You're the man on the mission.
Thank you.
And you are changing lives every single day. Yeah. All right, over to LA and then Lexi next.
Thank you very much, Terry. I'd like to thank you, Terry, Bonnie, and Unbreakable Stories for putting this together, and guests as well. It's always wonderful. So I'm going to make it very quick as my last words, and I'm going to be like this. For this week, be positive and change purposefully. So that's what I would say. Thank you.
I love it, LA. Thank you very much. You know, I truly appreciate, and I'm grateful for you for showing up. You're always so calm, so cool, so collected, so smooth, if you will. And I love it, man. You are a mountain of wisdom yourself, and we greatly appreciate you. All right, over to Lady Lexi. After Lexi, we'll turn it over to Lear for final words.
I'd say that change allows us to be curious. And vice versa, curiosity leads us to change. And if we are curious, we can dream. And why let the fear stop us from not just dreaming, but actually following up on that curiosity, and hence gather the courage to make that change?
I love it. Lexi, thank you very much. And, you know, I've watched you for about, gosh, I don't know. We've known each other for at least the last year, I want to say. And I've watched you grow. I mean, you have truly grown, and you are a very powerful woman, very knowledgeable woman. And the thing is that when you share that, you know, and I've said this to you before, oftentimes it can be quite intimidating to others, and people will always judge you from their weakness when they do not understand your strength. You are powerful. You have a message, and I love it. When you speak up, you definitely speak out, and you are changing lives. And it started with you changing your life. And I've seen you take action. I've seen you go from where you were to where you are now. And oh my goodness, the change. It's like Mary said, it's that butterfly. It's that butterfly. You have become, and you're continuing to become, and you have changed yourself. And I love seeing that smile, because every single day you are continuing to make a difference in your life and showing others that, once again, if it's possible for you, it's also possible for somebody else. Lexi, thank you very much for joining.
That's so true. And I want to say thank you, all of you, because without you, I don't know if I would be here right now. But I do know that because of you, I saw the opportunities, I saw the possibilities, and I've experienced the support of all of you. And, you know, I cannot be more grateful. But when it comes to change, having a backup like all of you, each of you, it's so amazing. So thank you.
You are absolutely welcome. Lexi, thank you very much. And that is one of the most powerful things that Bonnie has said as well too. And she said support, because I talk about the five rights, which is right place, right time, right information, right resources, right attitude, and right action. And then Bonnie comes in and hits me right in the face with right support. And I love it. And with the right support, the right group, the right people, you know, you can't help but to grow. You can't help but to lift others up. You can't help but to be positive. You cannot help to rise higher, because when you surround yourself with great people, you too will become great. Lear, final words.
Final words. I just want to say first, thank you, everybody, for allowing me to be in this conversation. And yes, change is very necessary. If you plan on doing anything in life worthwhile or making moves or following your dream, change is just one of them things that you have to go with. If not, you will become complacent and just not grow at all. So change is definitely something that we have to learn how to embrace. And I think all of us in a conversation have attested to that or can attest to that. But that's it, you know, and everybody watching, you know, embrace change. It's a great thing. It can really be such a benefit to your life. And again, thank you guys.
I love it. Lear, thank you very much for joining us. And here's the thing. Every single day, life is a test, but take that test and turn it into a testament. You have a voice and you can speak up and you can speak out. Your story is powerful. Your story, people need to hear your story. Because, you know, it's that story of that adversity, the struggle, the hardships that can motivate, inspire, and encourage, and more importantly, empower other people that, once again, if it's possible for you, it is also possible for them. So, Lear, thank you very much, man. When I hear you speak, and, you know, because I've seen your social media posts, I've heard your music, I hear your messages and your reels every single day. And I'm telling you, you have taken the test that you've experienced within life and have turned that into your testament. And you speak out every day, brother. We love you, man.
Thank you. Likewise, man. Love you guys. And thank you so much for having me.
Awesome. All right. So my name is Terry Thompson. I am the host of Unbreakable Stories, along with my co-host here, Bonnie. And for the last 2 hours, we have been talking about change. That's right. Change is a must. Change must happen every single day. And the biggest thing is that you must take ownership in the things that you can control. You must take ownership because nobody else is going to do it for you. Nobody else is going to do it for you. You must take control of the things that you can take action on. Stop worrying about what's going on out there within the world. We know it's negativity. We know that things that's happening out there each and every single day. It's mind-numbing to think about all of the things that are going on out there. But you know what? It doesn't affect me because I don't pay attention to it. Because remember, what you give attention, you give power to. And when you give something negative attention and you give that something negative power, it will get stronger and it will consume you. It will tear you apart limb from limb. So you know what? Don't give that any power. There's trolls out there. There's bad people that are out there. There are people. But you know what? We are stronger than that. You know why? Because we are unbreakable. I love it. 100%. Thank you very much for joining us. It's the after party here coming up next. So I seen that Craig wants to join. So Craig, if you're still there, I shared that link. So if you want to join the after party, make sure you click on that link. Otherwise, you're not going to be in the after party. So go ahead and join in now. You'll be backstage. I'll see you back there. We're going to end the stream here very shortly and you will be there. All right. So without further ado, let's go ahead and turn it over to Miss Bonnie for final thoughts. Bonnie, what are your thoughts?
I thought you forgot about me.
No.
That was my thought. I was like, wait. I don't have anything super extra brilliant to say that hasn't already been said. But I just wanted to share that I believe in giving yourself grace, but people need to stop letting themselves off the hook. They need to be accountable to themselves and actually do the things that they're saying they're going to do. When they want to make a change, whether it's a physical change, a mental change, a career change, a relationship change, talking about it over and over and over and over and over again isn't making the change for you. You actually have to start doing something. That's my final thoughts after everything that we've all talked about this evening. And I'm just so grateful for all of you and the positive impact and you've all had in my life and on each other's lives, because this is kind of like there's this cumulative effect of everybody having a positive impact on everybody else. That's all helping us affect change even faster. It's accelerating that. So I just wanted to say thank you to all of you as well. Have an amazing evening.
Likewise.
Awesome. Bonnie, thank you very much. All right. Once again, my name is Terry Thompson. I am host of Unbreakable Stories here. And here's what I want you to do. So if you would like to share your support, if you want to get involved with some of the things that we're doing here at Unbreakable Stories, here's exactly how you can do that. So right there on the screen, you will see our website, which is unbreakablestories.com. Once you get over to our website, you will see that Evan Carmichael has shared his unbreakable story. I've shared my unbreakable story. Bonnie has shared hers. We've had some absolutely amazing friends share their unbreakable story. Here's the question. Will you be next? That's right. You have a story to share that could motivate, inspire, encourage, and empower other people through that story of overcoming that on your way to success and achieving victory. And when you share that story, people will resonate with that. People will take action and understand that, you know what, if it's possible for you, it can be possible for me. You have an unbreakable story to share. Share your story at unbreakablestories.com. Another great way that you can get involved with this, once again, I seen Lexi holding up her printout sheet right there. So if everybody here on stage that has their printout sheet ready to rock, go ahead and hold out your sheet right there. That right there that we're holding out is the I Am Unbreakable printout. The amazing Miss Bonnie has created the I Am Unbreakable printout sheet. And you can go to unbreakablestories.com/share. That's the thing that's been scrolling around the bottom of our screen the entire live stream right there. So if you see that right there, which is unbreakablestories.com/share, that's how you can share your support. All we want you to do is take a picture, print out that sheet of paper right there. Print it out. You can even download it onto your phone, your tablet, your device. Take a picture of yourself with that and tag us. So we've added our social media right there on that page. All of the details are right there. Tag us on your social media, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. Use the hashtag #MyUnbreakableStory. That way we can have visibility of that. And here's what we're going to do. We're going to reshare your post, your image, letting the world know that you are unbreakable too. And here's what we're really doing. Here's the fun part. And this is where it gets really cool. We're going to share that on our website. I'm telling you, we're bringing massive visibility to our site. And we're changing the world each and every single day, letting the world know that we are unbreakable. So share your unbreakable story or share your support that you are unbreakable at unbreakablestories.com. My name is Terry Thompson, along with my co-host here, Bonnie, and our amazing friends that we've had here up on stage tonight. Thank you for watching. We'll see you in the next episode.